Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. It is time for Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Dana, you get the honorary first grievance of every week.
Go ahead. I do have a grievance, and I cannot believe it. I did not think I would ever say this, but here I am.
Go ahead. It's been building up. Let it explode.
Okay. I used to make fun of these people, and now I'm one of these people. We got that sweet Birdie Ray. And oh my gosh, I love
Birdie Ray's your new dog.
That baby girl. I love that baby girl. And I went into Mission Pet Store here the other day. Love that little pet store. Mm-hmm. And I found myself in an aisle looking at products that I used to make fun of other people for buying.
Like what, Dana?
Like a dog carrier in case we had to travel with her. Oh.
What about a puppy purse?
I stopped short at the puppy purse. No, I don't think that that's okay. But there are also seat belts for the car, and I did look at them, but I didn't buy one.
I will say this. Sarah has a seat belt for her dog, mm-hmm. But her dog is also very rambunctious.
Yeah. I don't know who I am, but I really did have a keen interest in buying. You know, and I know the pet industry is like a bajillion-dollar industry every year. Well, and I used to be like, why are people buying?
But the seatbelt's not to necessarily keep them alive in case of an accident. It's to keep them in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they can't jump up and get, you know, below your feet when you're driving or something.
I'm going
like that.
To be a return customer.
How long until she takes Birdie to the grocery store with her?
I have already tried to one coffee shop and they said no dogs. And then last thing I'm going to say, I bought her a squeaky pig. It goes and it makes me laugh and I squeak it and that's all. Okay, good.
So your grievance is with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right. Good afternoon. 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get to it. We got a full board right now, so when you hear somebody drop off, that is your chance to get in. We will start with Tyler in Overland Park. Tyler, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, my grievance is with people when there's an accident or an emergency vehicle on the shoulder, they move over and then they slam on their brakes to rubberneck the accident, which then personally I've been affected by this, causes more accidents, delays. And then you've got, you know, a 21-year-old kid and his motorcycle sliding 300 feet down the highway because you wanted to try and see a body.
Yep. Mm. It's a great grievance.
Mm. All right, man. Got you in. Do appreciate it. Chris, calling in from Western Shawnee.
Yes, my grievance is with short-sighted politicians. 20 years ago, the Johnson County studied running commuter rail up and down I-35. Mm-hmm. And these days, every day as I go home at 4:30 in the afternoon, it's 20 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And car accidents all over the place. And I wish they would have said yes.
Would have been a lot easier at the start on the front end, wouldn't it have, Chris?
Yeah. Now it's going to be a half billion, you know.
Yep.
That was the Johnson County Commission. I remember covering that story. It was about 25 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Late 90s, very early 2000s. And it may have been even longer than that, now that I think about
Scott,
it.
Scott, on my way home last night, real quick, I went to Leawood to see my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Back out to the old hood. It took me 39 minutes to get down I-35 to 435 over to Nall and South. I mean, I do not miss that commute.
It would have been faster if you had just gone, because I was behind you in traffic last night as you were trying to get to I-35.
Oh,
and
man.
And I remember thinking, I was literally behind you at the light just west of the radio station here, and I remember thinking she should have just gone down Nall.
Yeah, all the way.
You would. I'm not kidding. You would have been there about 10 minutes before.
Yep.
If you had just gone east and turned right on Null.
It was a long commute.
John in Gardner. John, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey guys, I like your show. I like it a lot.
Well, we like you, John. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey guys. Well, I know this is a little dated, but I want to talk about the time change real quick. I'm kind of a daylight savings agnostic. I could probably be convinced either way. We should keep it. We should not keep it. Whatever. I don't mind the debate at all.
Yeah.
What I want is the debate to be based in reality. And I swear there was five different networks had these quote unquote sleep experts on the week of the time change. And I want to tell you, they were blaming the time change as a contributing factor to everything from eating disorders, sleeping disorders, diabetes. shingles, gout, you name it, and they're talking, and I think I know why. It's because they're part of the 1% of people that get the same amount of sleep every night and always go to bed and get up at the same time. Most of us have a 4 or 5 hour window we go to bed and get up anyway. So
right.
I don't really think we're going to, I mean, you'd think we have people dropping by the thousands because of the time change. and here's the advice they give. They say, well, why don't you just, you should incrementally move, you know, work the time change in. I'm like, that's going to work great, okay, in the real world. Jones, why were you 45 minutes late again today? Well, sir, I'm trying to incrementally do my time change so I don't drop dead by the water cooler next week. And I'm sorry. Can we have a real debate about the subject? That's all I ask.
Amen.
Thanks for doing your show, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for letting us do it. Joe in Warrensburg. Hello, Joe.
How's it going, guys? I kind of got a two-parter on this one. I thought about the other one while I was sitting here. The first one is, my problem is when adult children tell their parents about something that affected them in their childhood, and the parents basically laugh it off or say that they're wrong or they're misremembering stuff and take zero accountability.
Oh, yeah.
Then play the victim when their children want to go no contact.
Okay.
But can I do one more with that? I apologize.
Sure.
My other grievance is the Facebook family. And what I mean by that is when your family want to come around for a photo op to post on Facebook to make them seem like they, whether it be aunt, uncle, whatever, that they're the best and they're all this stuff and everything's happy-go-lucky. In reality, they see them maybe once or twice a year.
See,
but they want to make it seem like they're the best people ever.
All right. Joe, thank you. I did not see you going in that direction with the Facebook family. I thought what your grievance was going to be
shared Facebook.
And it's one of mine. It drives me crazy. And it either tells me you're way too connected to each other or somebody cheated. you know who you are, Charlie and Kim.
What if they just are inseparable in everything they do in life?
Then I want to throw up.
Okay.
I mean, never. I love tea, but never in a million years will you ever see Scott and Tasha Facebook page in your friend request file. Because all that tells me is somebody in there cheated, and the cheating came through Facebook originally.
It could also be, if I
may. No, it's a cheater.
Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
It could also be that the guy's not on Facebook And so, like, let's say you were not on Facebook.
Then just be Kim. Charlie doesn't need to be involved. Am I wrong or am I right?
Charlie in the profile picture, but let's leave him out of the name. Yeah, I agree.
So you're with me. Somebody in that relationship got popped for cheating.
No.
It's very odd. There's some trust issues going on there.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, if Charlie cheated, he's got a side hustle Facebook page. No doubt in my mind. And he goes by something else.
What are you doing over there, Chuck?
913-586-7798. We do have a line open. 913-586-7798 here on Festivus Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get to more of your grievances here in just a moment. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, hello.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. It was good to see you and Mr. Stevie this afternoon at Hy-Vee. I'm sorry I didn't see Dana. I would see the new fur baby that she got.
Oh. Yeah, Kurt, it was great hanging out with you. Really enjoyed the time, man. Really did.
Yeah, it was cold as heck, though. My tears for this. Cheers first to all the people that donated in the pot. It goes to a good cause, and just know that it goes to a very, very good effort to the Salvation Army.
Yep.
Number two, another tier is going for that we're getting another chicken place called Bojangles in Johnson County in the area. So,
cool.
I'm not sure when they will be starting, but I've been there before, and it's almost like a little, almost like a Popeyes.
Awesome.
And then cheers go to, unfortunately, Mayor Lucas, because of the situation with the Western Auto sign. That's a private building. We had a discussion about this earlier. And, you know, if the money has to come from somebody else, you're going to charge it to the taxpayers. This is not a city building. This is a private building.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the deal with that. And by the way, I do have your reservation for Funky Town for tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. Really do appreciate that, partner. The mayor announcing this week, the city is going to pay to relight the Western Auto sign. And
I think they should. And put LEDs in that like they did with the Channel 5 tower and be done with it.
But Kurt's right. That is a privately owned building. And I dated somebody who lived in that building very briefly. That rent is not cheap. Those are very, very nice condos.
Privately owned, but part of our skyline.
And what we should certainly be doing as a city is forking out more money for privately owned things when we're already $110 million in arrears. Mike in Topeka, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. I will try to make this quick because it's a whole story, but I think I might have a first for Festivus Friday. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it is a gratitude within a grievance. So not a gratitude and a grievance, but gratitude within a grievance.
All right.
So my grievance is that the Chiefs lost on Sunday. I think, you know, we kind of all felt that it was a hard hit. You know, it kind of feels dejected and disheartened that, you know, our guys are slowly but surely losing any hope of winning the Super Bowl. But my nephew, God bless his little heart, when we were watching the game, he went from, oh man, to, oh yeah, like almost back to back. And I'm like, what is up with you? And he says, this is awesome. It's a sign. And I asked, what are you talking about? And he's like, they're standings. And before I could say anything, he said, 6-7.
Okay. All right.
Around the house saying, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, it's a sign because their standings are 6-7. That must mean that we're going all the way. And so for him to have this unwavering, unfathomable just passion and support and faith in the team that we're going to go all the way because of their standings being 6-7, it reignited a fire in me. And so, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, and, you know, if Mahomes has taught us nothing, is that you do not count the Chiefs out until they are out. If there is a chance, there is a chance. And so, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we're going all the way, baby.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that.
6-7. 6-7.
6-7. Dean in Excelsior Springs, hello.
Hey, guys. Great week. Been a lot of weird shows, but great week.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, today's definitely top the mark.
I got to defer to Sam on my grievance because he'd be the expert. So, Scott, you and Dana, just take a break for a minute. Sam, why, when I go to my favorite convenience store, it's new in Excelsior, you may or may have had some affiliation, why do I get $10 in gas, and at $9, the pump goes to this infinitesimally slow sloth mode, and it's 25 degrees outside?
Uh-huh.
Why does it do that, Sam?
At the very end, he's right.
Well, it wants to make sure that it doesn't go over on the value, and why it goes so much slower in the winter, it has to do with the chemistry around how those tanks work. So it's a pressurized system, and it actually relies on the bubbling of the gas to get the gas through the system. Well, in the winter, that's a lot more difficult to do. So it's designed to work at a, you know, normal 75 degrees. And so when it's 20 degrees outside, it throws the whole system off. And so it goes to that creep mode a lot sooner. And that's the best explanation I got for
you. All right. Not bad.
Okay. Sam, I've seen it do it when it's 100 degrees out, but I guess it's just something I got to live with.
Pro tip, if you do the prepay, don't do the automated, like don't push that little flap down. Hold it with your hand.
Or here's a novel idea. If you need $10 in gas, just put your credit card in, go up to 10, maybe go a couple cents over, who cares? And
a lot of people like to pay cash for their gas.
Okay.
All right.
Karen in, where the heck are you? I didn't put my glasses on. Karen, hello.
Denison. Welcome. Denison.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I spoke to you several times. One thing, my last name's Binkley, just like Joe and, is it Joe?
Jay
Binkley.
Jay.
Yeah. I don't think we're related, but who knows? The other thing is, Dana was talking about her new dog. Well, congratulations. I love dogs. I have seatbelts for my dogs.
Okay.
And they're really, the reason we got it is when we had somebody pull out in front of us and our dog about dived into the bottom of the, you know.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Floorboard. So I put it on them and it's got a little bungee to it. And that mine you can take off and use as a leash. But my feelings are if you'd have a wreck, they would not be able to run off.
Right.
Away from you. Or jump out of the car when you get out.
Yes. I like it.
Off.
Yeah, I like that, Karen. So, I really do.
I do. I love mine. And then the other thing, the 6-7, can anybody tell you what it actually means?
No.
No.
That's what I thought. That's my grievance. I hate hearing it.
All right, me
six,
too.
Karen, 6-7. 6-7. 6-7.
6-7.
6-7.
Stupid.
Thomas in Kansas City. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
My grievance is with the wonderful parents at school drop-off lines that always leave 4 or 5 spaces between each other when they're dropping their kids off, or always have to wait to let their kids out until they're right in front of the door when there's 20 other people behind them that let their kids out and walk along the sidewalk that's safe along with the teachers.
Yep.
And drives me insane. I look like the Muppets drummer in my car yelling and throwing my arms
like
around.
Animal.
Saying, pull up. This world wasn't built around you. That's all I get. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're one of those people.
or the kid who, and this one, I saw this when I had kids that I needed to drop off. Where mom wants, or dad, whatever, wants to give them a kiss and a hug, and they've got a tuba in the back seat. I mean, pick a better instrument. Pick one that can lay in your lap while you get driven to school.
Very quickly, some breaking news, Scott, that you will be interested in. Children's Mercy confirming they are no longer the title sponsor.
Really?
Of the Stadium for Sporting Kansas City. So after a 10-year partnership, they will be looking for a new title sponsor, or just renaming the stadium altogether. That also means that they are cutting ties as the team's sports medicine partner.
Wow. Well.
Interesting. 913-586-7798. We do have a line open if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. All right, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Your gratitudes are not welcome here. If you're having a good day, we don't want to hear about
it. If you're enjoying life,
nobody has time for that.
Keep it to yourself. Still one of the best calls we've ever gotten.
No doubt about it. Kyle in Lee Summit. Kyle, hello. Good afternoon.
What's going on, guys? Good to see you. My grievance is with Mr. Scott Parks.
Oh, boy.
Because it is almost now 2026 and you still have not released the hit single Everybody Loves My Baby But Me, and I keep telling myself this is the year that we're gonna get it, and it never comes.
Okay.
Everybody Loves My Baby But Me.
It was the very first song we ever recorded in my little garage band in Dusseldorf, and I came up with the title at a place called the Irish Pub. The guitarist in our band and I were drinking rather heavily, and I was talking about my girlfriend at the time, who I wasn't particularly fond of, but she was very cute and everybody liked her. And I just looked at Max and I said, "Everybody loves my baby but me." and Max goes, "You just wrote our first song."
Okay, that's
it. And I wrote it.
And there we are.
Yeah. If you have SoundCloud, you can get it. Sam, do we have SoundCloud in there? It's free.
I mean, I can go find it. Yeah.
Let's not do that.
It's actually a very good song.
I know. I don't know that
coming
today's
from the guy
day.
Who wrote it.
We don't. No, I'm just saying maybe use it a little bit of it as bumper music when we come back from the next segment.
Right.
Jason, I guess that's enough. Jason in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing well, thank you.
Hey, actually, first, before anything, I'd like to give a gratitude to the guys who don't like gratitudes. And then,
very good.
That wasn't funny.
I laughed. That was funny. Well
okay.
done.
This comes more from an Instacart perspective and a shopper perspective, because I've been doing it for years, especially this time of year. So everybody's out shopping, you meet people, and that's great. But don't have the reunions in aisle 9 while everything's busy.
Yeah.
People are trying to get around you. Mm. Take it somewhere else.
Yep.
And then also, I'm all for lollygagging and, you know, just taking it slow in a grocery store. But do it in a straight line. Because if you're drifting to the left, you're drifting to the right, and nobody can get around you.
That's a great grievance, Jason, and it's one of Johnny's biggest diagonal walkers. He has a huge pet peeve about the diagonal, especially in a parking lot of like a big box store where you're roaming zigzag. And, you know, my whole life's a little zigzaggy. So
yeah,
he'll go, look, she's doing it right there. You're supposed to walk this way, like straight angles, right?
Mm-hmm. This was after you had left the bell ringing today.
Uh-huh.
This is the person that I think belongs in hell, is the woman who got out of her car. Sam, I don't know if you were still there. I didn't make a comment about it. I just saved it to memory. She gets out of her car about 12 spots deep into the parking lot, right? And she doesn't walk near the back of every car.
No.
She walks straight down the middle
of the aisle
of the parking lot.
Why?
And there was a car that had turned, that had pulled out and accidentally got behind her, not realizing that she was not paying attention to the world around her. And she slow walked all the way to the front of the grocery store, this car behind her going about 1 mile per hour. She could not have even known or bothered to know.
Didn't even know.
That if they slip, you know, let's say it's an 88-year-old man who accidentally hits the accelerator, she's dead.
Yep.
She's gone. 913-586.
Walk on the sides.
Walk on the sides of the parking lot.
It's so common. I hate it. If I can avoid a Walmart parking lot, I'll drive over the grass to avoid the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, Walmart's the worst. John in Mission. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. My grievance for the day is the term fur baby.
Yes.
Just so done with that.
I will never say it, John. I promise you I will never say that.
I've got a dog and a cat, and I love them to death, but you don't hear me walking around talking about how much I love my skin puppies. It's just, I love my kids, but it's just as ridiculous comment as fur baby. Oh, my skin puppies just got home from school.
Skin puppies.
Anyway, that's it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for the laugh, man. Really appreciate it. 913-586-7798. We do have, I see three lines are open. 913-586-7798. Sarah in Excelsior Springs. Hello.
Hi there. Hi. I have a grievance about people and driving when it's dark. It's kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
You've got the people that have daytime running lights. That's all great, but when your taillights aren't on, it doesn't do you any good. And then there's folks that don't have their taillights or headlights on. I know some cars, you know, are automatic, that the running lights come on, but since our society is so dumbed down now, I think maybe when they build cars, they need to have sensors that yell at you when your tail and or headlights are not on. It drives me insane.
And also, can I say, Sarah, that both in Missouri and Kansas, police departments have come out to say it is illegal on both sides of state line to wrap your car in Christmas tree lights. You will get pulled over for it. Yes. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it is illegal.
Yes, I know it's fun, but yeah, it is distracting, but it is pretty, I have to admit.
Okay, all right. From the text line, I am the guy who called in and said, I do not like the gratitudes. Keep up the good work and keep your gratitudes to yourself. That's from 3504. Jacob in Kansas City, Kansas. Hello.
Hello. I'm actually the same guy you just read from.
Oh.
How are you today?
Hi. Are you the original guy who said, if you're having a good day, keep it to, or if life is going well, keep it to yourself. We don't care, or something like that?
I believe so. Yes.
Here, I've got it right here. Let's
hang on, Jacob. Listen.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Is that you?
That one is not me.
Oh, that's not you.
So maybe copycat.
All right, go ahead. What's your grievance today?
My grievance is for people mistaking spontaneity and asking you to come help move something real quick. Like, that's not spontaneity. You just didn't plan right, and you should have. And I have to go move something, so I hope you guys have a good night.
Well, we hope you do, too. Thank you. Be well. Dan calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Hello.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I said I got cut off before, but I always listen to you guys for the last 6-7 years. I found out by, by accident. But my real grievance is everything. I turned 66 years old about a month ago, and everything just makes me mad now.
Everything, Dan, really?
Onset, huh?
Everything?
Everything. I call this early onset Scott Parks disease or syndrome. Because everything, I open my front door periodically and just go out there and say, get off my lawn. And there's somebody else. I just do it.
Do I really come across as that angry?
You do, Scott, sometimes. I've been listening to you guys for 6-7 years, since right after Grayson started there back in 2019 or 20. I found you by accident on the radio, visiting family up there, and I've been listening ever since.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening in Memphis, Tennessee.
Dan, and happy 66th year, and I hope your 67th year you're not as grumpy.
And did you hear how many years he's been listening to the show?
Six, seven. How many years?
No.
My grievance is myself.
No. Roger in Higginsville. Roger, hello.
Hey, thanks for hosting our show. Love you guys.
Thanks for letting us. We really appreciate it.
Man, my grievance is with... the rental car companies have the same problem that my son has. He left me his brand new car in the middle of the night. I had to go to work in that. Didn't know how to do anything. Rental car company did the same thing. They gave me a car. Don't show me how to use any of the features. I'm getting a little old now. I'm not as tech savvy as I should be, even though my parents think I am. Hey, you know, I'm almost 50. I should know everything, but I don't.
Roger, thank you for the call.
Be well, my friend.
Can I tell you, I actually do have a grievance for real that's not myself?
Sure.
We are trying to sell something on Facebook. It doesn't even matter what it is.
God.
And I'm telling you, it is the Wild West.
Scammer Central.
I'm about to pull the listing down. You would almost have to have no job, no hobbies, and do nothing but sort through the people who have questions, the people who, can I come meet, you know, in a police department parking lot? You know, you can put every detail about something and then it'll say, well, what about this? We've probably gotten 100 messages on this item. It's not worth my time.
Half of them are bots.
And half of them are bots.
Yep.
It's not worth my time. And I don't know why Facebook Marketplace is like the bad boyfriend or girlfriend I keep going back to.
Yeah.
Because it's exhausting.
Why don't you just put it up on, instead of going to Facebook Marketplace, just put it up on your Facebook page.
Yeah. Remember when you used to put something in the classifieds?
Yeah.
And there would be a big section of, you know, I almost think that's safer or more of a sure bet.
Much safer than Craigslist was.
Oh, God, yeah. Does anyone even use that anymore?
Not after the Craigslist killer story.
Nope. Hard pass.
913-586-7798. We have every line open. We can get at least four of you in before the top of the hour. So if you want in, you got a grievance, you got to get it off your chest, this is your chance. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
All right, we had a couple people ready to go, and a couple people dropped off. We have room for probably two more grievances after we get to Jessica here in just a second. The lines are open. If you want them, 913-586-7798. And don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. The phone number, if you want to be part of the program, we'd love to have you, 913-586-7798. 7798. Jessica in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I really don't like Marketplace either. I tried to sell something for $500. Well, I did sell something. I had a person ask if I could go $350. And I'm like, no. And he goes, well, what can you go for? And I said $700. And then he chewed me out.
Why?
For not letting him barter. Because why did you go higher? Well, I said it was 500 and you wanted to argue with me, so it's 700 for you. And then I told him it wasn't available. And then he, like, messaged me two or three times after that to chew me out some more. And I was like, yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
I'm not going to do that again.
No. All right. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Merry Christmas. John in Topeka. John, hello.
Hey, good evening. Last spring, the daughter wrecked my Camaro twice in one night. Well, here recently, after it snowed, she wanted to borrow the wife's Jeep because it was more narrow and it had better traction to be able to drive to school in. Well, it wasn't narrow enough, and she backed the Jeep into her own car.
Oh!
So she got two cars in one wreck rather than one car and two wrecks. Yeah, so her, yeah, I'm like, ah. Oh. And so my gratitude is, at least it was my own cars, and she didn't get hurt, and she learned a lesson. I said, everybody does it, Amber. Everybody does it.
John, you know,
my daughter in my driveway, John.
Real quick, back to the Camaro. Was it bitching?
Yeah, it's a 2011 Camaro convertible.
Okay.
And, yeah, she borrowed it, and she hit the left front on the concrete on one side, and she hit concrete on the other side with the mirror on the right side.
Nice.
I'm like, are you serious?
All right, man. I think the bitchin' Camaro joke went over John's head.
Okay. It did.
That's a song from the 80s.
I would go ahead and just take away her driver's license, John.
Bitchin' Camaro.
For good?
Yeah. Bitchin' Camaro. Clint in Belton. Clint, hello. You got 1 minute. Use it.
All right, Scott. Hey, my grievance is I'm a delivery driver, and I am a little frustrated towards Christmas, and I'm getting these credit card tips of 18 cents. And what? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with that, so I guess I'm just going to have to make everybody angry for Christmas and just not give any gifts.
You got an 18-cent tip?
Yes, but there are times where, I've gone out tonight, and there's twice that I didn't get a tip at all.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Clint.
It's not your fault, but, I just wish people would understand that. It's like, if it costs us to start our car and bring it out to you, can you at least be generous?
Yep. Wow. Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Scott.
All right, be well.
I am hopeful for you, Clint, and I'm sorry to hear it.
So over here on CNN, I'll just tell the story real quick. They're interviewing somebody on the movie Nuremberg.
Yeah.
This morning, Remy, what's the guy who played?
Remy Malek, and so is Michael Shannon, who I love.
So they had Remy Malek on Morning Joe. They've got somebody else now on CNN. They are promoting the heck out of this movie because it's been out for a month.
No one's going to
see
it.
And it completely turded at the box office.
Of all the things, you said it was outstanding.
It's a great movie. It is a great movie, but it just did not hit with the audience at the box office. And so they're running everybody out today that they can to promote this movie heading into this weekend.
They're promoting it like 50 Cent in a Diddy documentary.
6767.
That dude is all over the place.
Birthdays today. Dionne Warwick is 85. Jennifer Connelly is 55. Regina Hall is 55. Sheila E. is 68. On behalf of our producer today, finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. Don't ring bells unless it's for a good cause, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.